Reconnect and heal today. Welcome to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Turn on the love on Binge Networks Television. So I have a question for you. Is the coronavirus crushing your sex life? Well, if you're like most of the world, the answer is yes. And I'm very excited, if you'll pardon the pun, to introduce you to Shari Edwards, M.E.D. That's short for Master of Education. She's been accused of being too scientific by some, too esoteric by others. And in actuality, she's a bridge between both fields of inquiry. Shari is the acknowledged pioneer in the emerging field of vocal profiling using bioacoustic biology. For many years, she has provided the leading edge research to show the voice as a holographic representation of the body that can be used to change the face of medicine. Her work has been the subject of several documentaries, and she is the recipient of the Scientist of the Year Award by the New Frontiers of Science. She is a faculty emeritus of the Capital University of Integrative Medicine. Shari asks that we imagine a future in which we can be individually identified and maintained through the use of frequency-based biomarkers that keep us healthy and emotionally balanced. Her work at the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology has shown that we can each have dominion over the frequencies by individual mind management or a simple remote control that is completely programmable. Using the unique techniques of vocal profiling and evaluation, emotional as well as psychological and physiological issues can be revealed and addressed. Her work with the human voice reveals that people who share similar traumas, stresses, diseases, toxicities, all share similar, if not identical, vocal anomalies. She brings together ancient knowledge with modern ideas of harmonics and frequency relationship theories to show that math can be used as a form of predictive, diagnostic, and curative foundation for wellness. Through entrainment of the frequency grids of the brain, the body can be programmed to support its own optimal form and function. So without further ado, say hello, along with me, to Shari Edwards. Shari, I'm so happy to have you.
Hi, it's awesome to be here.
Yes. So tell me, because this is our first time meeting each other, what brought you to this amazing work?
Boy, I'll tell the short version.
You can tell the long version. I'm all ears, fascinated with your work.
Okay, my daughter was out in an old swimming hole, and they were daring her to drop off this Tarzan swing into the water. And she's heavy set, and so she took the dare, and she landed on her knees in about 12 inches of water. And when I got to her, her leg last bottom half of her leg was laying off to one side, and I could see all the vessels and the tissue. We were 45 minutes from help, and I knew I was going to watch my daughter die.
Oh.
And so I started doing the sounds that I had been teaching at the university of how to heal yourself using sound and humming and what was going on. I've been studying this for a long time. And I knelt beside her, so she couldn't see her leg. And there was a guy in the pool or in the swimming hole that had on a red shirt, and I grabbed it and tied it around the bottom of her leg. I didn't want her to see that she was bleeding to death. And I started humming to her and doing these sounds that come to me very naturally. They have now deduced what those sounds are and what they do. But at that time, we didn't know. So it was before cell phones. So we sent for the ambulance. They got there. I was surprised she was still alive. They came through the water, got her on some kind of stretcher thing, put a cast around this ripped leg. And when they blew it up, there was a fly. There was a fly in it. And that was just tickled me for some reason. They got her in the ambulance. We were 40 minutes from help. I'm driving behind her in my car doing these sounds that sound kind of, kind of like that. We get to the hospital. I had taught many of these nurses laying on of hands healing and Dolores Krieger's work. And they said, Sherry, it's okay. You're in shock. You can stop doing the sounds now. And the minute I did, I slid down the wall and my daughter started screaming from the back room.
Oh.
She had ripped off the meat from the bone. They don't understand why she didn't bleed to death. When she was in a hospital for 49 days, 3 operations to put her leg back together. And my husband and I talked about this, and I'd been doing this as a lark. I'd been teaching it at the university, what sound did and how it could be used for healing. And we decided at that point in our lives that if we could prevent one parent from going through the hell of watching their child die, we wanted to do it. So I started studying in earnest, and that was in 1991. We sort of started an organization. Actually, the organization started itself, and I just tried to keep up with the whole thing. But the daughter's fine. She's a principal in Michigan. She doesn't have full use of her leg. She gets tired easy. But I think the sounds really saved her life, and that was when our decision to do this for others began. Then we saved my son's leg from a motorcycle accident. So there's been a lot of miracles with all of this. We call it miracles of non-medicine because we went to FDA and NIH and they said, this is not medicine, go away. And so we've just been on our own, I think now for 30 plus years. And we have built an online presence where people can go have their own voice analyzed for a couple of different directions, psychologically and for things that deal with health. And so we're trying to spread this. We do classes, 2-day classes free. We give them software free so they can set up their own bioacoustic center and help spread this word. I think this is the medicine of the future. Think about what they're challenging us with right now, hydroxychloroquine. They're saying there's not enough insulin. You heard Bloomberg say during the, I can't remember the name. They were both political people on stage arguing. What's that called?
In a forum, in a political debate?
Debate. So there's Bloomberg, and he says, we are deep in debt, and the only way we're going to get out of debt is to ration the seniors' medication. That, since I'm a senior, that made me angry. So I went to work, and we have frequencies now to heal bone, to produce insulin, to get rid of fibromyalgia pain, and we are offering those classes to people so they can take information to their own community. We will never run out of sound.
You know, and I was thinking to you, even though it wasn't the intention when they say we're rationing the pharmaceuticals for the elderly, they're actually saving the lives of the elderly by sparing them all the pharmaceuticals that make the elderly sicker and sicker, make all of us sicker and sicker. So if we don't have enough drugs, I think that's the best news I could hear. You know, go to sound healing, go to transdermal magnesium. Do not poison yourself with these pharmaceuticals that have horrific side effects. And you know, the elderly also, they end up having side effects and then the doctors give them drugs to treat the side effects. And I'm totally for the sound healing. By the way, sound healing is ancient, right?
Absolutely.
Right. So when the monks do the sounds and the vibrations, they did it 4,000 years ago. you were repeating a sound that sounded to me almost like the 528 hertz frequency.
Well, sort of, because that frequency affects your blood pressure, that particular frequency, and it deals also with diabetes. We had a lady in here last week who had migraines, irretractable migraines. The doctors gave her a pill that caused an ulcer. And when we did her vocal print, 30 seconds of a vocal print, it really was a muscle in her neck. We released the muscle with sound. Migraines went away.
I believe that because, well, we've got the vagus nerve there and compression in the spine. So tell me this. These programs that you run, did you develop those programs?
I developed the databases and told them what it needed to do and then gave it over to a wonderful programmer that was on loan to us from the country of Georgia.
So you codified certain, you have done the research to codify, this person has a low self-esteem, this is a quality that I hear in the voice. And you literally codified all the traits, physical ailments, and linked it to sound frequencies in those people's voices.
Absolutely. And we have something called a nano voice that does the personality stuff. And I would like to give your audience access to that program for free, if you allow that.
Absolutely. We want you to share everything. So yeah.
It's soundhealthportal.com. And it can tell you who's telling the truth, who isn't. You can use it for on yourself. Do I want this job? How does that fulfill me? You can pull all kinds of secrets out of yourself. It does not keep what you've said. It just keeps the sounds. So you can totally lie with the words you use, but the computer will still know. And it's very accurate. When you begin to look at it, what kind of a person you are or what kind of partner you want, it'll help you put that on, I guess, the straight and narrow. We hide a lot of things from ourselves, and this just reveals it.
So now, before we began, you did my own vocal profile, and you then sent it to me through the chat. And the first thing that you started to say to me, I said, don't tell me anymore. Let's just be spontaneous online. And you were trying to, you know, make this be more confidential if I don't want people to know something about me. So, and I said, that's fine. We can be spontaneous. But the first thing you said, I don't see in the chat that you sent me. You spoke that thing. Do you remember what you said? I was flabbergasted by the opening gate statement that you made.
I said, you are very much toward accomplishing things, getting things done from a helper standpoint. You want to accomplish things to see that other people are benefited. And you want to do it from a spiritual
point of view, you said.
Right? Yeah.
Right. And then that was the first thing that came through. And then what you sent was the remainder. So that is absolutely accurate. And I don't, Sherry, you don't know me. You know nothing about me, right? You don't know about my work. We're just meeting each other for the first time, right?
Right. Well, so, what I sent you was from the computer. Now, I wrote the program.
Exactly. But you don't know that my work is about connecting people with their loved ones in spirit and helping them resolve unfinished business. You didn't know this.
No, I should have looked you up, but I didn't.
I'm glad you didn't, because the computer doesn't lie. The next thing your computer said is, I have a high degree of intuition when it comes to listening to what people are not saying. And you think that feeding the mind, well, that next statement is completely accurate. I'm a psychoanalyst by training, and I chose that because I'm able to see into people's minds and psyches, and I hear what they're not saying. Absolutely right. You think that feeding the mind is just as important as feeding the body. You're aware of how painful thoughtless words can be. You have high ideals and expect the same of others. So again, Sherry, you did not know this, that my first books were about developing a way of communicating when you're angry so that you're loving and not destructive. So there you go. Painful, thoughtless words can be. I've done research and written books about this. So dead on. It's extraordinary. Your highest note is associated with seekers of internal truth. Now, when you say associated with seekers of internal truth, what does that mean, your highest note? That's what I'm drawn to? What does that mean?
I don't know if I can share my screen and let people look at this.
I think she can, right, Bob? I'm going to ask my engineer. Does she have the power to assume the screen share?
I can do that. Give me a minute. I'll just have to give her privileges.
Excellent. He's going to give you privileges. And Shari, one of the privileges is you get to go to sleep whenever you want. You don't have to do your chores. These are all the privileges we're used to getting, right, when we're kids?
Okay. I'll get it up in a minute. It's still disabled.
So I think it'll be wonderful for the viewers to see what you saw. Because when you say the highest note, obviously it's an auditory kind of illusion, but the seekers of internal truth, this is my highest note, meaning this is what my purpose is, this is what I focus on, yes?
Yes, in an anomaly, you talked about in the introduction, an anomaly is like a sour note in a song.
Right.
So that's what we're looking for, and we're looking for things that are out of balance. And I still can't share my screen.
All right, when you can.
It'll be about another 20 seconds.
He'll enable it, and when it's enabled, he'll tell you. All right, I'm going to continue with what your computer said. The balance between self-expression and self-worth resides with this note. Myself is completely connected to internal truth. So, Shari, your privilege is enabled now.
All good.
So you can screen share. Excellent.
Okay. So this is a nano voice, and this is what we want to give people. It has C, C sharp, do, re, mi, la, ti, do. Blue is dominant, and that's emotion. But green is your highest note, and that's people who want to do things, they want to accomplish. And yours is in a note of D sharp, which means you're doing it for others.
Oh, interesting.
And A sharp, you have the green, the yellow, and the blue. Usually it's one color, but this says this has to go through my brain and my emotions, and it has to be melted together, or I'm not going to do it.
It has to be from my heart. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now I'm going to go on, and then maybe you'll show where you see this. Your highest note is associated with your internal perspective of service to self versus humanitarian needs. Now, what is that?
That's a combination of green for others and the spiritual blue. Your spirit has to serve your emotions, or the other way around. And those are your two highest notes, and that's what the computer is looking at.
The spirit of your inner core resides with your ability to take quiet time for yourself. I sit mostly in monastic solitude. That's right, when I'm not working. Where's that?
This blue is meditation, spiritual emotions.
There you go. And I mostly live in the spirit realm, so that figures. Your highest note is associated with service to humanity and human spirit.
That's the A sharp and B. B is service, like a minister.
Well, you did not know that I call my work, ever since my husband left his body from a bee sting, and he proved that we don't die, we just leave our bodies, I developed a ministry where I teach people all around the world how to reconnect with their loved ones in spirit without a medium or a channeler, and how to heal unfinished business. So even the acoustic vocal profile show that it's a ministry, which is right. Your feelings and desire to help others resides with this note. It's amazing. Now this one doesn't match me. So we're going to have to talk about this and see, can the computer make a mistake? You don't always express your sense of confusion to the appropriate person. Being able to prioritize what needs, okay, that I would say is not true for me. that I am very clear, and I talk to who I, if I need to talk to someone, I do. Being able to prioritize what needs to be done emotionally is not always easy for you. That doesn't match me either. That doesn't.
Well, it could be that you come from an open perspective rather than a human perspective. And humans, a lot of times, have a hard time telling who they're upset and why. And it's a slow C.
That's not me, because that's so how does that, because I'm very aware of what I feel and why, and I'm able to deal with the appropriate person. So how could the computer have come up with that when that doesn't match?
Because these are topic specific. Now, if we went in and talked about how do you deal with someone you need to criticize, but that's what you teach, so that's already done.
Huh.
Or how do you want to be criticized if you make a mistake? What's your mode? Now, these can't be 100%. And a lot of times people say, oh, that's not me. But if you ask one of their friends or their higher self, it comes out. So we can strike that. This has about a 90% accuracy.
I mean, I would say it's more than that, because everything that we read that came before is so accurate. Now, it said your the last point is your metabolism is, and it looks like COOOULD. Did you mean cold?
Where is, what line is that?
The last line. Your metabolism is, it looks like a typo perhaps.
I don't see it on a printout.
So it's after the last sentence that I said didn't match. That was the one thing that didn't match. And then it says your metabolism, and then it's an S, and I figured it was short for is.
Your ability to
Shari Edwards. So it seems like something got cut off.
Could be when we sent it through the internet. I don't even see that on. I see. Your metabolism shows to be your weak point in your vocal print.
All right. Okay. So this is perfectly accurate, Shari. I was born 3 months early, which gives you a congenital neuroendocrine weakness. And I read the word is cold. And I've always been cold. Very, very difficult metabolic issues. So that is completely accurate. Absolutely.
We have a computer program that can go in and test your metabolism. Anybody who has weight around the middle has a metabolism issue because they usually have leaky gut.
Yep.
And so we created a program to show where that's coming from. And that is also free on our website for people who want to come in as a guest. It's just a soundhealthportal.com. So they can get that.
Wonderful.
Those.
Now, this is so extraordinary. I can't, it's beyond if you were to see a psychic. It's like a computer psychic. You say you actively seek to bring spirit into your interactions with others. Well, that's my life, my work, right? You understand that trust should be earned, but often trust without reservation. Very true. You sometimes help others to the detriment of yourself. Always have been very giving, working on that. Your emotions run strong and can influence your health. Absolutely true. Absolutely right. It is hard for you to understand why people take your peaceful nature as being an easy target. You would like to have more time to spend on spiritual things. You have a hard time prioritizing what you want to do first. Not me. That doesn't fit me. You can find what you need, so organization isn't really necessary. Well, this is so amazing. I'm an absolute complete devotee of the work. Now listen, can you believe we went over by 3 minutes? I was so mesmerized. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment. on Love Never Dies Radio on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and Dr. Turndorf, Turn on the Love on Binge Networks TV. It's Dr. Jamie Turndorf here, and I have a question for you. Are you or someone you love a veteran suffering from undiagnosed PTSD? According to statistics, between 100 and 200,000 vets suffer PTSD. But did you know that there's an arbitrary diagnostic loophole that denies the PTSD diagnosis to vets who suffer a coexisting mental health disorder? Meanwhile, according to the British Psychiatric Journal, it is rare for vets to suffer PTSD without a coexisting mental health disorder. This means that millions of vets with PTSD don't even know they have it and aren't getting treatment for it. Read my new column, Winning the War on PTSD, in mastersofhealthmag.com, and discover a cutting-edge, research-backed new solution to PTSD that you've never heard about. The exciting news is this solution is free for vets with PTSD. Go to mastersofhealthmag.com, take my free PTSD quiz right away, and start your healing journey today. Wishing you all the love in this world and beyond, I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in and find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. Visit AskDrLove.com to find out more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you yearn to get along better with your life partner or spouse, friends, family members, and even coworkers, Dr. Turndorf's book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship, shows you how to turn conflict into connection for a lifetime of lasting love. Find out more about Kiss Your Fights Goodbye at AskDrLove.com. This is Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. This show is for you, the listener. Once again, here's Dr. Turndorf.
Hello again, and welcome back to Love Never Dies Radio on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and Dr. Turndorf, Turn on the Love on Binge Networks Television. I'm with Shari Edwards. She is the pioneer in the emerging field of vocal profiling using bioacoustic biology. And she has an institute called the Bioacoustic Biology Institute. Shari, I just want to just ask my engineer, since I was 3 minutes late in the first segment, Bob, would you like me to take the next segment break 3 minutes early?
Jamie, you do whatever works for you.
Okay, thanks, honey. All right, so Shari, the express topic of our show today is the coronavirus crushing your sex life. So how do we make the connection between your work in bioacoustic biology and our crushed sex lives?
Well, there's two directions here. I think there's going to be more sex because you have to stay home with your partner and you can't get away. Yeah. But let's talk about this frequency you mentioned, 528. That's been put out there as the love frequency. It's actually a biochemical that encourages circulation and transparency. So that's a loving thing. Yes, and it's halfway between B and C of a particular scale. So we can turn on and off your biological love functions with sound, or we can turn them on with sound. We do it already with chocolate. Chocolate encourages dopamine, and dopamine is the biochemical that says, I'm feeling awesome and wonderful, and it goes up very high when you're dealing with chocolate. Now, that doesn't really explain everything about love, but I'm going to go into an area that you might find astounding. When we looked at the coronavirus, and we do have antidotes, and we do have songs with the coronavirus in it, it's on our site. And when people listen to it, it does make them feel amorous. I'll put that politely. But there is more to the coronavirus. There are so many tangents to the coronavirus. You have a gene, and then you have the gene get in the body and set up housekeeping, and it creates proteins, and proteins make you sick. That's what the issue is. Now, there's one gene, but it has been modified, it's mutated, so we couldn't deal with it mathematically. So I dug back, why is this happening? And it's happening to people who have radiation poisoning. They're the ones that get sick more than anything else.
So you're talking about the research I've seen that once they put in the 5G towers in Wuhan, then people fell prey to the coronavirus. That our cells are poisoned by the 5G radiation, and then that predisposes you to becoming sick with the virus. That's what you're saying.
Yes, the radiation, it, for anybody that's ever canned, this is a good visual of this. If you blanch tomatoes, if you put a whole tomato and boil it, it slides off the skin, but the tomato looks very raw. And that's kind of what's been happening. We put out an article around 2000 in Nexus Magazine, and we warned this was going to happen and what was going to happen to the people. Their zinc, their quercetin, their vitamin D, all that was going to be a problem, and superbugs were going to take over. We redid that article last August in Nexus Magazine and told people, this is what's happening and this is what you need to do with it. Everything we said has come about, with the exception of it's affecting our animals, and that isn't being taken care of. Now, there's no cure for radiation sickness that is 100%. So what we did was go look how to cure, how to back off radiation. And you know that with Fukushima, all they did was raise the safe rates. They really didn't do anything. And there is a Dr. Apsley, A-P-S-L-E-Y. He has drapsley.com. He has the only site that I could find that will tell you the nutrients and what you need. You were talking, too, about PTSD. We have written a program that tells you what nutrients, there's 8 nutrients that PTSD people have in stress. Well, there's nutrients that people have in stress that have been radiation poisoned. And so we have put up radiation software so people can have their voice tested.
I want to make sure I understand what you're saying. When you test people with PTSD, you said there are 8 nutrients. You mean nutrients or factors contributing? Did you mean nutrients or did you mean factors? I just wanted to be clear.
Well, they're really factors. We did 97 people, and progesterone was one of the issues. Now, that's a hormone. It's not a nutrient.
You're looking at the precursors, the things that set people up. Oh, if their progesterone is off, they're more predisposed. Or the exposure to 5G, they're more predisposed to PTSD. So you looked at variables or factors. Okay, go on.
Yes, we wrote the program, and people can go have their voice done for this and for radiation. So we help people with the radiation and back that off. They become more healthy. And the more healthy you are, the more loving you are. Reproduction is the first thing that goes. When your body is being stressed, reproduction shuts down. And we have programs called the Sex Factors, if you don't have enough libido. We have hormones and receptors, if you've got issues with fertility. And so whatever the issue is, people can go on, sign up for the portal. And I think these softwares, templates really, are $20 a month. And they can test themselves. I wish I could give it all away. If I was rich enough, I'd give it all away.
You're already like giving it away at such a reasonable fee. But so what you're doing is you're not only diagnosing, you are treating with sound. So you're working it both ways.
If I say yes, I'll probably go to jail.
I won't say, I realize we have all these rules and regulations, but we're using sound to positively impact people's imbalances. How about that?
That's perfect. We're impacting the imbalances that radiation poisoning is causing, and we are collecting data. You said people with the same problems have vocal anomalies, and we have a large cache of people, so we can come in and say, oh, you have this, oh, you have this. And the computer will tell you. We have computerized 30 years of work. And the Mayo Clinic and MIT, all of them are following us. They just don't have the foundation.
Right. Now, I remember hearing decades ago that the Queen of England was being diagnosed with the black box. And you know those diagnostic tools where they read the electromagnetic frequency or vibrations that come out of your bodies, organs, yourself. And from that, they're diagnosing through those frequencies where the imbalance is, and then they're putting a corrective frequency back in you. Is that similar to what you're doing?
Very similar to some of the Rife work. They have you hold a copper tube in one hand,
right,
and they send a signal through, and what signal doesn't come through, that's what you have a problem with. Prince Charles is interested in homeopathy and vibrational therapy, and so I guess the whole family might be.
Yeah. So now, I'm going to be good, Shari, and I'm going to make sure we break at the right time for our next break. But when we come back, are you up for a controversial topic?
Let's try it. I have several in my basket.
Okay. I mean, I already rephrased what I said so it would be less threatening. Let's put it that way. So I'll try to be good when we come back, although I'm never very good about these things. So we'll just go for it. I'll be back with you in a moment on Love Never Dies Radio on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and Dr. Turndorf, Turn on the Love on Binge Networks TV.
It's Dr. Jamie Turndorf here, and I have a question for you. Are you or someone you love a veteran suffering from undiagnosed PTSD? According to statistics, between 100 and 200,000 vets suffer PTSD. But did you know that there's an arbitrary diagnostic loophole that denies the PTSD diagnosis to vets who suffer a coexisting mental health disorder? Meanwhile, according to the British Psychiatric Journal, it is rare for vets to suffer PTSD without a coexisting mental health disorder. This means that millions of vets with PTSD don't even know they have it and aren't getting treatment for it. Read my new column, Winning the War on PTSD, in mastersofhealthmag.com and discover a cutting-edge, research-backed new solution to PTSD that you've never heard about. The exciting news is this solution is free for vets with PTSD. Go to mastersofhealthmag.com, take my free PTSD quiz right away, and start your healing journey today. Wishing you all the love in this world and beyond, I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in and find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. Visit AskDrLove.com to find out more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you can't stop crying over the bodily loss of a loved one, Dr. Turndorf's number one international bestseller, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, will show you how to toss out the tissues and transform your grief into joy using her groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and even heal unfinished business with those in spirit without the assistance of a medium, channeler, or psychic. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at AskDrLove.com and receive an exciting gift, a free excerpt of Love Never Dies. And now, back to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Hello again, and welcome back to Love Never Dies Radio on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and Dr. Turndorf, Turn on the Love on Binge Networks TV. I'm talking with Shari Edwards, the pioneer in the field of vocal profiling using bioacoustic biology. And she is also the founder of the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology. So before we took the break, I said I wanted to talk with you about something that was controversial. We began speaking about the coronavirus, and I believe I heard or read somewhere that when you evaluated the actual frequency of the coronavirus, you were able to see that it doesn't match the frequency of a naturally occurring virus, meaning it is mechanically engineered. It is not natural. Can you talk about that?
Well, everything has a frequency, a gene, a protein, or whatever. And in this case, if we gave you what we know to be the antidote of the gene, it created the bad protein. That doesn't happen in nature. When you look at an herb that heals, it may have five constituents, but three of them move together in a way that they're synergistic, like foxglove for the heart. Not one of these mathematical formulas that we came up with seemed to be anything natural like we'd done before. Every note you gave somebody as an antidote created a problem. It created a West Nile virus. It created AIDS. It created other bacteria. So we knew we could not use those frequencies. And I could not go out there and say, we don't have an answer. You know, just like your commercials, I love your commercials. They're all filled with hope and kindness, but hope, and that's what humans need. So I said, why is that an issue? It has to be man-made. I think it was Pakistan just came out with, they think it's man-made. So it's only by the numbers and what I have done before, because we've done Gardasil, we've done Ebola, we've done everything that's come out for the last 10 years, we have put out the antidote frequencies for the public who have machines like Rife Machine. And it didn't match anything else. So that's why we went, let's go in and protect the cell so the virus can't get in. In the Nexus article we published in 2000, we knew that it was the coating, the cloaking that the virus was doing. So how can we protect that? So we went in and got all those frequencies. We put them all out to the public. So what we're trying to do now is not just coronavirus, but any superbug that comes along. We rebuild the cell, the telomeres, the coating, the propion is one of the covering coatings, and that's disturbed by radiation. So it just kind of uncloaked itself because that made that happen. And so the idea is go back and look at radiation. What is the safe radiation? Let's look at those people. Let's get them back to perfect form and function and go from there.
So Shari, even if we can't escape 5G as much as we may try, your frequency has a way of creating a protective barrier around the cell so that it acts like, you know how Superman would fold his arms and the bullets would bounce off of him? So if your sound creates a protective shield, then the cell is less poisoned by the 5G.
Yes, and the telomeres that are involved helps rebuild the cell, because that's all the copper top on your nerve endings that help rebuild everything. I just find 5G and 4G out there without testing people to be unethical.
Absolutely.
And so I went that tangent also, and I created a computer program that will not allow your iron and your ideas about gravity and how things move in your body. I created that to test your cryochrome, and the people who have problems with those meters on the side of their house, they have less cryochrome in their bodies than other people. We fix the minerals and they become less vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. So tell everybody, because this is such beautiful work that you're doing. It's really such humanitarian work. Oh, before I forget, Lyme disease reminds me in a way of coronavirus in that spirochete has a kind of shell around it that is not accessible to our immune system. You know, it's like if you want a biofilm in a way. So your sound frequencies, I'm sure you have those for Lyme as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Our biggest problem with all of this is people don't have the right microphone, so we get accurate data. And we don't have enough people trained to do this. That's why we do the class for free and give you the software for free, and hoping that people will look at this and say, I have people this could help. We want this in every household, every community. In that way, it gives you dominion over your own health, not somebody that's going to ration your grandma's insulin.
And just, I'm thrilled with the idea that you can, I mean, everything is energy. Everything is electromagnetic frequency. Talking to spirits is just sending and receiving energetic communications. Everything is electromagnetic energy. So I am thrilled that you have found a way to help people to diagnose and resolve their conditions without drugs. And I would love to see this replace all medication. So Shari, in the last few minutes that we have, I would like you to tell everybody again how to find you, what's available on your site, and just, you know, give us the rundown again.
Okay, whatever's going on, we give you a class, we give you a textbook, we give you tutorials, so you can attend the class, read a book, or just come online with us and use it. All that information is at soundhealthoptions.com, and download the catalog. And it has hundreds of tutorials. You can pick and choose which ones you want to learn about and use and join our classes. I do think this is the medicine of the future, and I think this is actually math as medicine. And I think looking at some of Dr. Oates' work, he did a project on plants, and he found computer code embedded in plants that fix humans. So, and you can get this article. I'll send it to you so you can pass it around to people if you want.
I'll post it on your show page on my website.
Okay, well, what he's suggested is that plants are here to correct humans, which means that humans are also math-based carbon individuals. And we are built by something else other than us. It's an article that just blows open the idea that we are alone. We have a maker. And we have access to other dimensions. Love is just a dimension, an octave. So is your health. And if we give it to everyone, nobody has authority over you. And that's our wish. The other one I want to talk about just a second. When a partner dies, you can put people in touch. Well, we also know the frequency of everybody. So we embed it in a crystal and we call it grief relief. And it helps you get through the pain.
That's crazy because I offer grief relief sessions.
We should work together. This is
crazy.
Awesome.
That is wild. You know, because we're all on the same wavelength. I call it the energy pipeline. You know, so we're all, when you're working in a way that's very heart attuned, you get the same kinds of messages and guidance. So in the last 2 minutes that we've got, we really, you know, you and I could talk for probably 20 hours and we would stay awake. So just in the last few minutes, what's the message that you would like to leave everyone with?
Well, in court, for your show, that the reason you're upset when people die, in my opinion, is that you can still love somebody that's not here physically. They just can't love you.
And what? Wait, you're saying that they can't love you if they're in spirit? Is that what you're saying?
They can't physically touch you, love you.
But they can, because I teach people how to raise their vibration so much so that many of the women who work with me make love to their husbands in spirit. They can feel them through the vibration. Yeah.
We need to have you on our show and talk about this. That's incredible.
I think it's true. And I mean, some of the women I train as coaches in the Transdimensional Grief Resolution Method, they go away with their husbands and then they look, they're in ecstasy. Absolutely. It's a whole another dimension.
Yeah. Here's another one. We call our stuff transitional science. So we're doing the same thing, just from a slightly different point.
Absolutely. All roads lead to home. So,
and for people, there's nothing wrong with what's in your voice. It's what you do about it that makes the difference. It gives you a heads up on what's happening. So please get in touch through Sound Health Options to look at all the classes and Sound Health Portal. We call that our workstation, and they can do all their work there.
That's wonderful. And what was the $20 a month thing that you were talking about?
Well, $20 a month to use a software. If they want to use the sex factors, if they want to use the whole great big piece of emotions through frequency, here it is and what you need to make a perfect sperm. I mean, you can love all you want.
I like to make perfect sperm. I want to know how to do that.
Well, you have to have zinc. And if you don't have the zinc, you don't have the sperm to do.
You need magnesium, the master mineral, you know?
Yep, that's on here. And the L3, lumbar 3, sex hormone binding. We looked at all the pieces, the biochemical pieces. And if you don't have that, and add your stuff to it, if you don't have the right mental stuff going on, this stuff is a perfect marriage, our techniques.
We've decided that you and I are perfectly matched. What you're doing matches and blends so well. And I kind of had that feeling even before we talked, which is why I said stay with me at the end of the show. So we can talk a bit more about how I can continue to support you and your work and your tribe. And I have some thoughts. And I just am very glad that you came on the show. And I love the work you're doing.
Thank you, thank you. I think your audience will find you amazing, and if we add this stuff to it, even more amazing. I am very happy to be on the show.
Absolutely, Sherry. So, you know, my door is always open to you. You don't even have to ring the bell. I hear your note. So I will just say, see you soon. Everybody else, go to Sherry's website and start diagnosing and treating your imbalances with sound. See you next time on Love Never Dies Radio and Dr. Turndorf, Turn on the Love on Binge Networks TV.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment.